Mr. Ang Siasan, Rue 5. Mr. Ang, how did you get your daily necessities during the Japanese occupation?
Daily necessity were hard. If you go to the market, you have got to queue up. And if they finish before the queue, then you got it. And other necessities like sugar and rice, most probably we got it from the rationing card. You see, once we produce a rationing card, we can get it from the food association.
How did you obtain the ration card?
Ration cards were being issued to householder from the registration of card, the household card, which was prepared by the one star man.
What kind of card was that, the registration of household? When did they take the registration?
Oh, they took the registration after a few months after the occupation by the Japanese. And the names of the chef, householder, and subsequent dependents of the family constitute one card. So male, female, every particulars are there. It's just like our identity card at this time.
So every household was given a copy of that card?
Yeah, given a household copy of that card.
So how did you use this card to get your ration card? Who did you see?
It is from the one star man.
The one star man issued the food ration card?
Yeah, ration card. It's just like a copy of your household card. And of course, I think the government themselves got another duplicate of the card. There were two copies.
So how would you use your ration card to obtain the rice and sugar?
Yeah, it's obtainable, I think, once a week. I can't quite remember what's the... I think once a week. Yeah, there were some government... there were some shops selling the government control price of these necessities, like sugar, rice, and cigarettes. Cigarettes were in the black market. Cigarettes not. And those are the things. Sugar and rice, I think. No other things. Other things were all on the black market side.
How would you collect the rations from these shops, the procedures involved?
Yeah, by producing our card. And the quantity depends on the number of persons, depending on the card.
Did the shopkeeper have to register or record down any?
Oh, yes. They'll record your ration card number and the number of the quantity of the ration you have taken.
Record it down in the ration card.
Yeah, ration card also they have their own copy of it.
Do you remember how much you were given for rice and for sugar? What was the quantity given?
I can't remember. And that I can't remember.
How did you get the supply of other food, like vegetables and meat?
Oh, those are purchased from the market. Those you have got to pay a higher price on the market. Something like fish, meat. Even meat sometimes they sell on the market price, but still you have got to queue up. You have got to queue up for the meat, like pork, beef, and fish. And if the demand exceeds the supply, you have got to walk away.
All these were not rationed by the Japanese government?
No. Those are local produce. The necessity is sugar and rice.
You mentioned about the black market. What kind of goods were available? And how did they get into the black market?
The market price is just like our ordinary price here, except with the exception of that they are a little bit higher because of the inflation. And other necessities, like the chemicals, medicine and so on, you have got to get through the brokers who deal in this.
How did these goods get into the hands of the brokers? How did it become black market goods? Did the Japanese have a control over
them? No, they were not being controlled. You see, these people, sometimes if they've got any of these goods, they'll go to the coffee shop and, like news, hey, you got such and such thing to sell. How much do you want? So he'll state his price. You see? Like sometimes, like condensed milk. There were no condensed milk at the time. There were no condensed milk in the market. But if you approach black market broker will say, yes, how many tins you want? One tin, now the price is $30. So you've got to pay if you require condensed milk.
Did you ever buy from the black market?
Well, black market, yes. Like the flour and so on. They have got to purchase from black market. Even charcoal too, sometimes got to purchase from black market. The flour, at the first few months there were plenty of flour, but as time goes on, there were no flour. So people have got to depend on this corn flour. The corn grind into flour, and then they make their own bread.
How did you get this context to buy what you wanted to buy?
Yeah, this, as I was saying, these brokers used to stay in the coffee shops, and they will ask, you see, they are just conversing, say, I've got such and good. The other fellow says, I want to buy such and such a good. There the black market comes in, you see. Even if the price is $2, they put up, say, well, $2.50, $3. Who is willing to pay, he'll get the goods. Huh?
If you wanted something, would you approach the broker and ask him whether he had such a good?
Yeah, the people there will tell you, see, who and who got the goods. And sometimes, if it comes to two or three brokers, then the other fellow will put up, say, a cover with 20 cents, the other cover with 30 cents, and then the price gone up. And once the price gone up, That's the what you call the market price stays there.
Was it risky to buy from black market? Did the Japanese ever interfere in this?
No, they don't interfere. Even the Japanese themselves, sometimes if they want something, they have got to buy from black market. Like motor accessories, like motor parts, sometimes they got to buy from the black market to maintain their own cars.
What were your daily diets during the Japanese occupation?
Oh, the daily diet was a vitamin deficiency. I think most of us were deficient in vitamin B, especially those who suffer from, you know, from swollen foot, and then numb fingers, and those are the people who suffer from vitamin B. And in order to cure that, people have got to purchase groundnuts made into food, you see, to supplement your vitamin deficiency. As for vitamin C, you can get it from the local fruits. Well, of course, like eggs and so on, it's on the market, but at a special price.
Could you tell us what you had for your meals in the morning, in the afternoon, and in evening?
Oh, meals in the morning, there's nothing like porridge. You see, everybody have got to depend on the porridge. Or you have got to do your tapioca flour cakes. Of course, you must add with sugar. Like my wife used to scrape tapioca, and then they would steam it loose. Then you will find it's just like a cake, you see.
What would you normally have for your lunch then?
Lunch is a usual rice and rice, vegetables, and a little bit of fish. Or I think mostly we depend on the ikan bilis, the small fish. Those are purchased dried, the dried fish. And of course, these fresh fish are very hard to get.
What about the evening meal?
Pardon?
What about the evening meal?
Evening meal, the meat was hard to get, unless you can get it from market through your queuing up, or you have got to depend on vegetables and salted fish. Meat was very scarce. And what else? There were no tin foods. Tin foods are all on black market.
Was the quantity sufficient for yourself and your family?
Quantities were of course not sufficient. And everybody weight was reduced for the first 1 or 2 years. Especially those who are suffering from some sickness, they won't get sufficient food to supplement the supply from the body to the body.
Were there any shortages of food supply and other goods during that time?
Beg your pardon?
Were there any shortages of food supply and other goods during that time?
Yeah, there were lots of shortage of food. Mostly these were imported from Indonesia. Indonesia and the neighboring islands locally produced were not enough for our consumption. Even markets open 1 or 2 hours a day and they are finished, and whoever can pay more will get it.
So how did your family make up for these shortages?
Shortages, family make up was as I told you in my manuscript, my wife reared chickens and they produce eggs and vegetables we grow our own. And then beans, everything we do our own, you see. And of course you have got to buy these groundnuts, ikan bilis, and chili, and these what do you call the onions? We don't plant onions, and we got this ginger. We have got to get from market.
What about things like oil, rice, and so forth?
Oils were plenty. Oils we have got in my compound. There were coconuts, and we scraped them and we refined the coconut gratings into oil.
And your family did it yourself?
Yeah, you do it ourselves. So we get oil sufficient for our own use. But for other families, I don't know. Most probably they have got to buy coconuts to produce oil.
What about the quantity of rice?
Quantity of rice. Yeah, anybody that's shortage of rice, they have got to get it from black market. Rice is very, very valuable. They are more valuable than the Japanese notes. Japanese notes, we leave it outside the room. But rice, sometimes we put it on the safe, iron safe. That's more important than the currency notes.
Did the situation change in the later part of the occupation?
Yeah, it is getting worse and worse. Was getting worse and worse as time goes on. Up to the last part of the war, I think it's the last few months, there were some black market going on. There were some from the Red Cross supply ships, and these people smuggle it out to sell. And then the price was high. Even a packet, a tin of cigarettes that contains 50 sticks cost about 25, quite a lot of money. No, more than that. About $200 a tin. For the Japanese produced cigarettes, 20 sticks cost $60. And those are the people who can afford are those people who are working with the Japanese, and they got a big contract. Then only they can afford such luxuries.
What about other food supply? Did it get worse also during the later period?
Yes, it's getting worse and worse. That is why if you make a survey of the market, the condition of the people, the richest people in the district will be the farmers. They are the richest, because local supplies, as long as they can get seeds, they can get vegetables. And as long as they can get food, they can rear pigs, chickens, and so on. They can sell on the market.
For your family, what you what you grew and rare, was it sufficient to last you for the occupation period?
Well, actually it's not sufficient, but for supplement for other things like vegetables, you can get enough, of course. We live on the small fish, the small dried fish, and some corn, jagong, that is acorn, you see, and food like I can't remember so much too.
What about the general living conditions in Singapore at that time?
Living conditions was very hard. Those who can supply food are rich, and those who have to depend on the employment, they are the people who are poorest in the district.
What about the essential services like water and electricity?
Water, there's no problem. Water is just the same. We get sufficient water to live on, and in the countryside, most of them were dependent on the wells for water. And local produce like sweet potatoes, tapioca, there are a lot on the market.
What were the common illnesses during that time besides beriberi?
Beg your pardon?
What were the common illnesses during that time besides beriberi?
Oh, yeah, beriberi was one. And other illnesses like tuberculosis, there's another, and heart trouble. Of course, heart trouble only for those who are on the last lap of their life, like old age people, and blood pressure was seldom heard of because there were no strong foods being taken. There are very very little of high blood pressure, beriberi. Of course, most people suffer from that. And arthritis, rheumatism, there are a lot of them.
Did the Japanese try to do anything to help improve the situation, like helping people with beriberi?
No. Even the hospitals are mostly open to their own military personnel. The civilians are not, and sometimes in the first few months they are not admitted. I was suffering from pleurisy, and I can't get admission to the hospital to get it tap up. I got to my private doctor have got to use MB693 in order to absorb the poisonous liquid in the lungs. They're mostly, the whole hospital was being occupied by the military personnel. Very very few civilians were admitted.
General hospital.
Yeah, general hospital.
What about the other hospitals?
No other hospital. There were no private hospital in those days. That's a common one. Tan Tok Seng, I think Tan Tok Seng is mostly on TB. Yeah, there was mostly the TB ward. And no other hospital. There were no other hospitals like Alexandra. There were not functioning at that time. Most probably, the military hospital were also occupied by the forces.
Were there many private clinics in operation?
Clinical operation.
Were there many private clinics in operation?
Private clinics. Yeah, private clinics. They were called dispensaries at the time. Clinics, yeah, maternity, they have their private clinics. And some private doctors are sometimes performing. Not very many.
Was medicine adequate? Was there enough medicine during that time?
Oh, medicine. No, I think most of these medicine were procured on the black market. They either get it elsewhere, like Indonesia or Malaysia, and they sell on the black market. I for one purchase.